Blog Talk Radio.
This is Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts. And I have had such a hard time trying to get my show together, but you know me, I don't give up. You know, I'm relentless. I just keep going. Y'all know that. You watch me all the time. You see, I do not give up. I have had obstacles thrown at me day in and day out for about 50 years. So, you know, unless somebody's ready to help take some of these knives out of my back, just accept me with my rough edges the way I am. I'm here to report the truth to you. And see, a lot of people are walking around not knowing. But see, I'm knowing. I'm all knowing why I have to have a show. Today was the first day of World War III. I witnessed it myself. I witnessed the head honcho lay the law down. He said, we are supporting the Ukraine indefinitely. We're here for the long haul. And whatever it takes, we're going to supply them with everything that they need. So that is in itself a declaration of war for the United States of America. And I'm here to tell you, I'm so proud to let you know that all these years we have been prepping and preparing for this day, because not necessarily this day, but a day like today was definitely on the horizon to happen. So, you know, in a world war, it's not just one country fighting against one country. It's like everybody's got a beef with everybody, kind of like stands up and does what they got to do. You're either on one side or the other, and it's a mess. It's a big mess, and it's going to happen for a long time. I was a little disturbed by one of the gentlemen that was on stage with the government when he said, this is going to be a bloody war. And I said to myself, now, why would he say that? I mean, we're in the 21st century. We're not in the 20th century or the 19th century or the 18th century anymore. War is different now. It's not what you think it is. It's not going to be the soldiers on one side, the soldiers on the other side, shooting for territory. Okay? Now, they can lay it out like that if they want to, but there's too much technology. There's too much AI. There's too much IT. There's too many satellites. So now they can see everything from the satellites. Before in World War II, they couldn't see anything but what they thought was in front of them. But now they can see it from above. This is going to be one of the most interesting events that has ever happened to the United States of America and the rest of the world. I'm ready for it. And let me show you how I'm ready for it. We have 5 trillion products. We have unified around the fork for Africa, the United States, and within the United States, the First Nations tribes from the Arctic to the Peru. Now we're building the holding companies, the ones that hold our food in different areas for distribution. We've got 3, okay, and we're about to get another one. But I'm going to partner with that because I can't personally do it. You know, I'm getting older. I've passed over as much as I can to the youth at this time, the ones that are interested. And I did a survey of California. I did a whole, you know, because I'm a California girl, northern and southern. And I did a sort of like reconnaissance on the state, gone to the dogs. It looks terrible. People sleeping on the street everywhere. It's absolutely horrible. Next, San Francisco. All the stores in downtown are leaving. It's a ghost town. And I used to shop there when I was younger and have a ball, especially during the holidays when, you know, my family celebrates the holidays, so I would go shopping for my brothers and buy stuff for them and take it home to my mom. But just to know all of those places are shutting down, And then I came down to L.A. and I looked at L.A. L.A., now you know this if you live here. If you drive from Watts to downtown on the street, it'll make you want to cry. All these people from all over the world are living on the streets. The merchants that have stores, you can't find anywhere to park to even go in their stores to shop. And you can't walk down the sidewalk because the sidewalks are all clogged. And so it's no wonder that these businesses are closing left and right everywhere. But for us, it's good in a sense because now we'll be able to afford the warehousing and the different facilities. We can flip over to culinary arts, training our young people to produce this food for U.S. and international global trade. I have a couple of people that are coming on that have decided they want to be U.S. suppliers. Empress Royale in St. John, she will be the next U.S. supplier. And then I met this really dynamic young man named Derek, and hopefully he'll make his mind up soon and come on and join us because we're moving food all over the world. And we're moving real food, organic food, non-GMO food, certified or halal food. We have a ministry, Axlo Ministries, and our members join us with the Watts Garden Club. So I've came online today to talk to the members of the Watts Garden Club. Now, I have told you that this day was coming and that you would need seeds. So I spent part of yesterday and part of today calling the members to remind them that we have a plethora of seeds, organic seeds, non-GMO seeds, for them to have in reserve because we will have to all grow our own food. And for the people that are living on the East Coast or places where they have the inclement weather, we are going to have to feed them. So I'm inviting many of you to celebrate with us because we are getting ready to get our farm. Watts Garden Club had a farm on Grape Street, and I think it's 102nd. And we had it for 3 years. I was I interned with the Regents of the University of California as a certified master gardener. And that's where I did my internship. Well, along the way, some of the politicians and business people in Watts decided to embezzle the money from the people of Watts, and they got busted by the state of California, and our garden was seized. It was one of the holdings of one of the thieves. So what happened was maybe about 8 different police came, state police, county, sheriff came, and they came on the land and they escorted me. Well, the university told me to go meet them and take the keys. And so I took the keys and they came and they walked me off of the land, all of them surrounding me. When I got to the gate, they said, "We're really sorry about this, Miss Carter." And they took the locks and the chains off and gave them to me, and then they put their locks, the state's locks and chains on it, and they took the garden away from us. And I spent 6 months trying to get everybody, went from project to project, door to door, it's pouring rain. I had my little petition. I tried to get everybody to petition the state. We got enough signatures, but the state said that the property was too valuable and that we would have to buy it. You know, I called the city of L.A., and you know the rah-rah they give you. They told me, Ms. Carter, you can't get this property. It can only be attained by your largest stakeholder, which was WLCAC, Janine and Tina Watkins. So I busted up into Tim's office, smelling like fertilizer because I was building some gardens up in the Nickerson, and I stopped by there and I jumped out and I busted in his office and I told him, I said, "Tim, you buy that garden. You buy that garden, or I will never speak to you again. And I walked out. Almost 3 years later, Tina Watkins' daughter called and said, Miss Anna Marie, Daddy said you better come because they're here, and they said that they will not give us the garden back unless you come and present to them and sign off on it. So I did. I went over, raised the roof, and we got our garden back. And Janine and Tim took it and turned it into Mudtown Farms. And it is, they've done a great job. It's very pretty. I love it when I drive past. It's very nice. Meanwhile, I left and went into U.S. Global Trade under Obama. And that's how I got started in global trade. So I'm back now, and I'm getting ready to link all of our holdings together and bring them to Watts and create massive amounts of jobs for, first of all, for the reentry, coming back into the community. We want to give them the jobs first. A lot of them are going to become managers and supervisors. And then the rest of the community can come. And the youth are urged to come and mentor with us, apprentice with us. We do have an apprentice program with the Department of Labor. So we're looking forward to everybody coming and taking all these jobs. So last night I was with the Queens, and we were having our little powwow, and we were celebrating our new farm. And so I asked them to take an account of all of our holdings because, you know, they own the Queens Industrial, which is nothing but all of the raw materials this world has to offer. These girls are fantastic, and I just love them. And so we took an assessment of all their holdings and everything that I have given them, and I asked them, okay, add everything up, Africa, Mexico, America, the Caribbean, with the First Nations. How many jobs is that for Watts? And they came up with the magic number of 30,000 jobs. And so that's what we're getting ready to do systematically, is to hire that many people. Because in addition to being U.S. suppliers, and having contracts and bids around the world, we also have some very solid contracts in the Middle East. So with Africa's help, because we can't do it without Africa. And as a matter of fact, each of us are landholders in Africa in our consortium. So we have quite a bit of land collectively. And what I'm trying to share with you is that are rising, Watts rising, and we are reaching out to you for you to have the knowledge that we are here and we have put the work in and we have a lot of good, healthy products for you. And as you see the world change around you after this day, and as you see already the types of substandard food that you're being fed, you know the food doesn't taste right, it doesn't look right, it doesn't chew right, it doesn't sit right on your stomach. I want you to know that the faux food is waiting for you. They've got everything from GMOs to lab meat. Well, I'm a solutionary, and I protest. I used to protest in the street, it's fine. But I don't do that anymore. Now I being a solutionary, and a solutionary with S-O-U-L in it, what I do is I try to find the best possible solution that's nonviolent for everyone so that we can get the job done. Our people need food, so we got to farm. And we are looking forward to sharing that farm with the other members. We're telling our members right now, we have your seeds. You need to come and get them. Because we don't know from day to day what's going to happen. Okay? Now, they got these little bombs that can blow up in the air and turn all the electricity off. Now, if we start getting hit with that, and there's no communication, I need to be sure in my heart, okay, that you have the seeds you need to grow food for yourself, and you can do it. You know, you grow other things in your house, so you know what I'm saying, right? So what I'm thinking about now is how I'm going to do this show. Because, you know, I'm a scientist, I'm a carpenter, I am a chef, I'm a custom manufacturer, I could go on and on and on, all the things I do. So I left this show as entrepreneur because I believe there's some young people out there that really and truly want to start their own businesses. And let me tell you something, in an atmosphere like this, this is the time for you to start getting your business. Now, the U.S. government trained all the U.S. suppliers for the last 6 months on e-commerce, but I took it a little further and added some AI to it. So I have some AI vending machines, and I'm about to put them everywhere, but they won't be just sitting there. They will have an attendant next to it. And guess what? You will not be able to put any money into it. You have to go to my website and get a code for whatever you want off the machine. Give it to the attendant. He'll take it, and he will take the, whatever it is out, and he will put it in a bag with a knife and fork and a plate and give it to you so that you can sit down and enjoy your meal wherever you are. I want you all to know that over the years, I have really put the work in to set it off on a day like today. I'm celebrating because I kept telling everybody this day was going to come and we were going to have to get ready. So I prepared myself to teach you how to be ready so we could survive because it's my responsibility. No, I don't like war, but I do believe in defending yourself, okay? I'm not the one. I should say I am the one because I don't believe in turning the other cheek. That's not me. If you slap me, I'm going to slap your ass back, and that's just straight up from the heart, and that's me, okay? I am not the one that's going to sit there and be complacent. I am going to move it, I'm going to shake it, I'm going to dig it, I'm going to plant it, I'm going to grow it, and I'm going to bear some more seed. I did want to tell you this before I let you go today. All you members better be trying to contact me to get these seeds because we don't know about the mail. We don't know about the utilities. We don't know what's about to happen. You're wherever you are, if you have a supply of seeds, you'll be able to grow some food somewhere, and you will survive. Make sure you have a lot of water, flashlights, candles. Make sure we're thinking about getting them walkie-talkies so we can talk to each other. And then remember, you can always find me and watch. When you come, if you need something from me and you need to come, and you need, there's no phones or there's no way for you to contact me. I'm on 100% success. My business is on 100% success, okay? Now, I will be there this weekend because I'm launching off Wok Ramen, and I'm going to be cooking it and giving samples out to everybody. And I'm also going to be showing you some of the parts of the grant that I have written that I'm applying for us to basically employ each other. Everybody needs to come to work. Here are the rules. Come to work. You do your job and you go straight home. Don't deviate. Don't go to the store. Don't stop by your friends. Don't go here. Don't go there. Go straight home. Clean yourself up. Eat a little something. And then after that, go wherever you need to go. But I need you to know that when you worked for me, that when you left, you went home. Because I don't want to hear any sob stories about something happened to you. I want you to go straight home. That is very important to me. That's the That's my heart. I want to know you came to work, you did your best job, and you went straight home and take care of your house and take care of your family and take care of your mama and your daddy. We'll be there next weekend. We will be passing out Watts Ramen. We will be speaking to some of you young people that think you want a job. And if you want to have a job with me, I would ask you to come and pray with me because I am a prayer warrior. And I believe we got where we are today through prayer, prayer and supplication and obedience. And I want to also say I have a special program right now with the young people that are going through rehabilitation that are trying to get off these tainted drugs. They have this horrible, diabolical ingredient in it called Trank, and it causes your flesh to drop off your body. And they've integrated it in every drug there is, including pharmaceuticals, fake pharmaceuticals. They have it in it too. So I don't know who's doing it. I don't know why it's so widespread. I don't know how come the people are still using, but I'll tell you right now, stop using. I don't care what it is. Leave it alone. We're at war. You got to be sober. You got to be straight. You got to know what to do when the time comes. So remember, if you're a member or if you're thinking about becoming a member of Home Delivery, you need to call us and register because we don't actually sell the people we don't know. We're taught that in global trade. You find out who that person is buying something from you and make sure their name ain't on the list. You can call us and you can register. The number is 213-797-2718. That's 213-797-2718. And you can come to my website, which is under construction, a little website, nothing too fancy. It is at Anna Carter's, the Seed Lady, M-N-E. Excuse me. It's Anna Carter's, the Seed Lady.com. My email is Anna Carter's, the Seed Lady. At mne@gmail.com. So write it down, put it in your book so you got all your other stuff in your good book, and keep this in case you need some real food and you register with me and you need something, you see something crazy goes on and you don't have any food, call us. We'll be able to bring it to you with USA Home Delivery. Now, we have e-global commerce and we're global, but we also are unified around the fork with many countries. So this is our next move. And I like to tell what we're going to do because somebody the other day called me my work subversive, but it's not subversive. What we're getting ready to do is we're getting ready to set up Black Mart, which is our store/manufacturing plant. All over the place. We're in negotiations right now with a couple of islands, and we're bringing Black Mart. And Black Mart is a beautiful place. It's a cooling station. It has our vending machines. It has our food in it, and it creates electricity. So in case you need any electricity, it's solar off-grid. So when you see these things coming, and we've got big, big plans for Africa. We're not saying too much about Africa right now because we have been compiling stuff and getting everything ready to take over there and really, really build it up. We're investing in different things. We have Fulani beef. We have an avatar to cut things the way you want them. We're also taking the skin and making shoes and clothes out of the leather. So, there's good news on the horizon for us. If the girls decided, or excuse me, I shouldn't call them girls, the queens decided to hire 30,000 people from starting from Watts. When Watts is exhausted, we'll go to Compton. When Compton's exhausted, we'll go to Carson. or a garden. And we'll just, you know, we'll build watts out. And we have many, 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 many good things that are coming. And I want you to know that we are here for you. Now, you've got the information. What you choose to do with it is your business, but just write it down. Make sure you know our information in case you need food, because we're here for you. We have 5 trillion products. When they locked us down for COVID, we went to work. We worked overtime for 3 years, and we went from having a little bit to a whole lot. But it was all for you. We love you because you are all we have. All we have is each other. Keep that in mind, okay? Let's start building the love bug between us. Keep it in mind that that's all we have is each other. Now, before I leave you, I want to say some thank yous and shout outs. I want to shout out to Osborne Dewan. I want to shout out to Ron McIntosh, Cassius Roberts, Latoya Chapman. I'd like to shout out to Empress Royale. I'd like to shout out to Rashonda Castile. I'd like to shout out to Evangelist Pinky Spain, who will be having a event at Venice Beach in August. For any of you that would like to go and speak to Evangelist Spain, she'll be there presenting. And if you want to meet me at church, I go to Beulah Baptist Church on the corner of 100th and Success across from my headquarters. And I invite you to come because I believe that when we pray together, when we work together and we pray together, we get a good job done. And it keeps us grounded and centered. No matter what your religion, we're non-denominational. If you're a godly person, if you believe in the ancestors, come and let us commune together with Pastor Robert Taylor. So at Beulah Baptist Church. So if you need me, don't call me for another 2.5 weeks because I'm writing grants, okay? But I love you and I'm here for you, and I want you to know Her Royal Highness Queen Missioner Anna Marie Carter has spent her time in her life to prepare for this day. The first day of World War III. This is no joke. It's no joke. And it is important for you to know you have this resource, that we have all of our own real food, and we have many other products besides that. So look for us. If you need us, contact me in 2.5 weeks. If you need me, I will be at the Annex making some top Wok Ramen. And I told somebody, we're going to take Top Ramen. We're going to take Top Ramen out the game. We're going to run them out of Wok for real, not for play. This is Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Wok, welcoming you to my new show. I'm going to be monitoring World War III and reporting to you in real time. Thank you for joining me today, and God bless and God keep you wherever you are on this planet. I believe in peace on earth. We started. We have it, and we will survive. God bless you and God keep you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.